Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present The Trophy Wife by Ashley Antraquavis. This book is read by E. Kane.
Chapter 1.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Sean, I used to get it out in D.C.
June shook his head from side to side as he reminisced.
Nigga, you weren't getting it like that.
Khalil taunted the nigga as he bragged. An exasperated expression crossed June's face as he stood to his feet and replied.
What? Yo, Sean, I'm about to put you up on game. I was a man in D.C.
Oh, you were hurting him like that? In D.C., I hear them cats out there ain't working with nothing.
Man, don't believe all that shit. No D.C. niggas is caked up. They got money to spend. I was getting crazy paid out the way. I was fucking with my man from the Midwest, and he's giving me the bricks for cheap, so I was making a killing when I resold him in D.C.
You were traveling all the way west just to cop?
Khalil asked.
Ain't nobody round the way got that type of weight. I'm telling you, the dude I was dealing with was knee-deep in the game. Right before I got nabbed, he was trying to cop like 100 bricks. Word on the street is he's still looking for somebody to fill that order.
Before June had made that statement, Khalil was just having a friendly conversation. But with that one sentence, June sparked his interest. June knew that Khalil was connected. There was hearsay around the prison that Khalil had gotten caught with $250,000 when he was arrested, and that he was connected to Hova, Manhattan's most notorious drug lord. Hova wasn't your average kingpin. In fact, it was almost impossible to touch him, which is why Khalil had so much respect. He'd done what other niggas couldn't do. He touched the untouchable and became affiliated with Hova. Khalil knew that June was throwing out the bait.
Now that could have been a payday for somebody.
June watched Khalil put his belongings into the small box that sat on his top bunk.
Maybe. Like, I know what you're getting at, man, but I ain't fucking with it. That shit ain't worth my freedom. 4 years in this motherfucker is long enough for me to know I ain't trying to come back. I got a daughter that's waiting on me to come home. I can't leave my family again. Getting money is what I do best, but I can't mess with it right now. I gotta find another way to eat, know what I mean?
June nodded his head. He left his own son to be raised by his mother, so he could definitely feel where his cellmate was coming from. He didn't like it, because he knew that Khalil was the missing link that he would need when he got out. But for now, he had to respect it.
Kelly, it's time to go.
The guard yelled, calling Khalil by his last name. He opened the door and stepped inside the small space and impatiently waited for Khalil to say goodbye and grab his stuff. June stood up from his bunk and slapped hands with Khalil as they embraced slightly.
You be easy, dude.
Khalil told him.
I'ma get at you when I get out in a couple.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?